I'm happy to say we are on our final interview of the weekend backstage here at Oceaga. And not just because it's over, that's the sad bit, but the good bit is we saved the best till last. It's Mr. Alan Walker. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, welcome to Montreal, Canada. You were recently, I read online, I'm not sure if this is true, you were recently at a Lady Gaga concert at the Chromatica Ball, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
That was this weekend.
Yeah, well, it was just maybe a weekend and a half ago.
Yeah, okay.
I went to the show in Stockholm, and it was amazing.
So there was a rumor online that you were at the London one. That was this weekend. I was like, what? That means he just got here, but it was the Sweden one?
Yeah, but we literally got in from Norway the day before yesterday.
Okay, cool. How are you feeling?
No, we got in from Norway yesterday.
Yesterday?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's all a blur.
It's just madness because I played in Norway and we jumped right on a plane to Frankfurt and then we flew to Toronto to play at Val Music Festival, and then we come here to play at Oceaga.
Oh, wow.
And then we're flying tomorrow morning to Faroe Islands to play there.
Amazing. So, it's just nonstop.
Yeah, it's nonstop.
Congratulations on the Walkerverse EP Part 1.
Thank you.
And the upcoming Walkerverse tour.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing.
What can we expect, not only from that, but also your set here tonight at Oceaga?
Well, for the Walkerverse tour, it's going to be completely different than what you can expect from a festival show, like for example, here. So for the Walkerverse tour, I'm putting together a 100% Alan Walker show. We want to give people a new side of Alan Walker that they haven't seen before. Brand new stage setup that we're going to be bringing all around. So yeah, it's going to be very exciting. Stopping four places here in Canada, London, Vancouver, Toronto, and Montreal.
Amazing.
If I remember correctly.
You've done well to remember that. Having just gotten here like hours ago and you're probably jet lagged, you're doing great. So then what about the show tonight?
Tonight, I'm going to be focusing pretty much as I normally do for the festival seasons. Just play what I love and go up tempo, play a little bit harder than what I would normally do at my own shows. Like headline shows, as for example the Walkerverse tour. So I just want to give people a Alan Walker experience and play the classics, the classic hits that I have, and go a little bit down tempo and also a little bit more up tempo. Take them on like a musical journey.
Well, let's talk about that down tempo and up tempo, because you recently released a couple, I don't know if we can call them EPs, but just like it was your fast songs you made them slow, and your slow songs you made them fast.
Oh yeah, the slow down versions and then the faster ones.
Yeah,
that was purely just for TikTok.
Because people are doing it by themselves. Did you just kind of want to step in and be like, well, why don't I just do it, and then everyone can use it?
Yeah, exactly. Because then it just pops up in people's like song selections if they look up Alan Walker Faded or whatever.
Yeah.
And then one could find like a slowdown version or a sped up one.
Nice. So you're not too picky about like, no, this is the way I made it, and this is the way it should be sound. This is the tempo I want it to sound like. You're fine if it's happy, slow.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, like it's not the biggest deal. It was just like a quick edit, and then it was done. So
nice. Well, let's talk about more about TikTok, because you've got a big following on there. Do you use it yourself, just as a consumer? Are you spending a lot of time watching trends, watching videos, seeing what other DJs are up to on there?
No, not really.
No?
I'm mainly just on YouTube.
Okay.
I watch like videos, and sometimes I watch shorts.
Yeah. Who are you subscribed to on YouTube? Like, who do you like?
Sideman, for example.
Yeah.
Logan Paul, like Mr. Beast, like the very common YouTube creators. Like,
yeah.
One of my favorite ones is Mark Rober.
Yeah.
Because I like the technology and
the
science.
Experiments.
The experiments that he does.
He's great, isn't he? Like, sometimes you're like, wow, how much time did you spend on that?
It's
insane.
He's awesome.
But I'm like you. I like watching all the like viral challenges and like 24 hours, or 30 days no eating, I think Mr. Beast tried to do recently.
Yeah, he recently did it, yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool. You recently sent your fans on a bit of a scavenger hunt for your three latest videos for the Origins EP. Tell me about that and why you wanted to do that.
Well, because in my community, we've always been doing like something that's very cryptic, and it kind of fits well with the image and kind of like a style that I've been doing since Faded, pretty much. Throughout the years, we've always like left hidden clues in the videos that would be like passcodes or invite codes to get to access to the Walker website, which was more for the hardcore Alan Walker fans.
Yeah.
So now we're just kind of like creating something similar with the scavenger hunt, where people have the chance to scout through different pieces, bits and pieces, find codes and whatever, unlock different pieces of the music videos, which would be an NFT. So we would basically practically just be giving away like the NFTs, and now when the scavenger hunt was done, when the mint was done, it was a great project.
That's amazing. How long did it take them in total? Do you know?
Just a few days.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. So that's cool. So you drop clues in videos of past and future and yeah, stuff like that. That's amazing. That must take a lot of planning.
Yeah, but we had like a lot of time to put everything together, and we created like a bunch of cryptic videos as well, and then when you create something like that and you let the internet kind of like get together and work on it, it doesn't take long before they crack
it. Right? Yeah, I've seen those Discord servers and stuff. People just get together and they work anything out. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Something else you like to do in your downtime, I think, is gaming as well, right? You're still a Fortnite player?
I'm mainly playing Call of Duty.
Call of Duty? Yeah. Yeah. You run on PlayStation or Xbox? Or
PlayStation.
Yeah. You got a PS5?
Yeah.
All right. I'll add you. My network ID is PS_gamer.
Yeah. Mine is Alan Walker Music.
Alan Walker Music.
Easy peasy. Right.
Yeah. I'll see you on there. We'll have a game. Well, Alan, thanks so much for stopping by with iHeartRadio Canada. Best of luck with your set tonight. We can't wait. And best of luck with everything else. I'll look out for more clues in your videos.
Amazing. Thank you so much. Thanks, appreciate Alan. It.